Hey, 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 welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, are you a learner? Do you enjoy learning new things? Well, I certainly hope so, because that's what you do every time you tune in to Studio Classroom. But how can you be a learner, not just for school, but a lifelong learner? The name of our lesson is Be a Lifelong Learner. Today we'll learn about three ways that being a learner can help. In your conversations, in your mental abilities, and in your career. Okay, so open up your magazine and let's get started.
Be a lifelong learner. Never stop discovering new things about the world around you. We live in a world that prizes education, but most people think of education only in terms of formal classes. When people graduate from high school or college, they usually think their education is complete. But it is possible to continue learning after finishing school, and making the effort pays off personally and professionally. On a personal level, learning can be fun. It can deepen your conversations by giving you something interesting to talk about, and it's good for your brain.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 professionally 这个副词 professionally 在这里是指职业底，或者是以此为专业底。例如 ，Joshua started acting professionally when he was 5. Joshua 五岁就开始当职业演员了。Professionally 也指由专业而言，或从工作的角度来看。例如 ,the layoff was quite a setback for George both personally and professionally. 被裁员对 George 来说不管是就个人或职业层面来说都是很大的挫败。Professionally 也指由专业人士执行的。例如 ,why don't you have your kitchen renovated professionally? 你为什么不找专业人士来装修你的厨房呢？继续我们看的是 deepen 这个动词 ,deep 是指深的，所以Deepen 在这里是指使深入。例如 ,Oliver's expertise in neurology has deepened since he began working in this medical center. 自从 Oliver 开始在这所医学中心工作之后，他对神经学的专业知识就越来越深入。或者是 ,the couple's love for each other has deepened over the years. 多年来这对夫妻对彼此的感情越发深厚。或者是 ,the government is taking measures to deal with the deepening pollution problems. 政府正在采取措施来对付越来越严重的污染问题。
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. Okay, friends, our lesson is called Be a Lifelong Learner. Rebecca, do you consider yourself a lifelong learner?
Absolutely, because every day I'm learning something new,whether it be a new Chinese word or reading something on the news. I'm always learning something every day.
Yeah, you know, people ask me sometimes how long I've lived in Taiwan, and I say I grew up here, and they assume that, you know, my Chinese must be really good. But I always say, actually, I'm always learning, because just like you, I feel like there's something new that I can learn almost every day.
Well, you know, even though English is my native language, there are still so many English words that I don't know that I could learn. So, yes, I do enjoy being a lifelong learner, and I believe I will always have something new I can learn.
All right, so friends, our lesson is encouraging us all to be lifelong learners. We read here next to the title, Never Stop Discovering New Things About the World Around You. Okay, and we read here, we live in a world that prizes education. Do you think that's true?
That we live in a world that prizes education? Absolutely. And I feel like over the years, we prize education even more and more. And this is evident because at one point in time, people didn't go to school. Now they do. Now people are getting college degrees and master degrees are a lot more
common.
Common, yes. Yeah,
or even further education, higher education, yes, like doctorates and PhDs and all that kind of stuff. So people really do prize education. Now you see that word here, prize. Usually I use this word as a noun. If I ran in a race and I got first place, then I get a prize. But here, it's a verb. We live in a world that prizes education. This word here means really value, to really value something, or to think that something is really important.
So of course, we live in a world that prizes education. And there's another way that you can use this word. This reminds me of the country India. India really prizes cows, so much to the point that they really don't eat cows, do they?
You're right about that. Cows are what we would call sacred in India, right? And you have to wait for a cow to get out of the road before you can continue driving on the road. You can't just hurry it along or rush it along. You're right about that. They prize cows. You know, this lesson mentions that the world prizes education. It also made me think about health, right? People think, okay, it's really just important to be healthy. Maybe making a lot of money isn't as important as being healthy. So the world prizes good health as well.
But of course, we're talking about education and how our world prizes education. We read, but most people think of education only in terms of formal classes. And I actually agree with that. When I think of education, I think of going to a class, having a teacher and lots of students, classmates, a formal education or formal class.
Exactly. Now you see these words here, in terms of. In our lesson, this means in connection with or as defined by formal education. So like Rebecca said, a lot of people think of, you know, being in a classroom with other people and one teacher at the front when they think of education.
Right. Now, let's think of other ways to use these words in terms of. Well, in terms of money, Betty is actually doing great, but in terms of her health, she's actually not doing so well.
Oh, okay, so in relation to her health, she's not doing well, but she's got wealth.
Yeah, she's got money, maybe not good health.
Oh, man, I think I would prefer health over wealth.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Well, friends, whatever you prefer, our lesson is telling us about education. People think that education is just about formal classes. This reminds me of something Mark Twain said. I just thought of it. I think he said something like, I never let schooling interfere with my education. Isn't that a great quote?
Ooh, that's great. I never let schooling interfere with my education. So in other words, he was always learning, right?
He's always learning, and he even, by saying that, he was almost saying sometimes going to school or some formal place, institution or college or something like that, can actually get in the way of real learning, the things that you can learn from other places in life.
That's right. Well, we continue. When people graduate from high school or college, they usually think their education is complete. But it is possible to continue learning after finishing school. And making the effort pays off personally and professionally. Now let's take a look at this phrase, to pay off.
That's right. It could mean to succeed. But in our lesson, it means more to have great results. So you've done something, and if it pays off, that means you're now seeing good results.
And of course, when I think of this phrase, I often think about exams. All of Judy's studying paid off. She did well on her exams last week.
All right. So friends, do you have good study habits? Then it will pay off. Hopefully. We continue here. On a personal level, learning can be fun. It can deepen your conversations by giving you something interesting to talk about, and it's good for your brain. Well, has it ever crossed your mind, Rebecca, to go to the InfoCloud?
Speaking of that, right now it's time for us to go to the InfoCloud.
So it has crossed your mind?
Yeah, like right now.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Welcome to InfoCloud. Carolyn, Have you ever thought about backpacking around the world?
Well, I suppose the idea has crossed my mind, but I don't think I will ever actually do that.
That's too bad. Backpacking around the world sounds like a great adventure, but you did just use a good phrase for us to talk about today. Cross one's mind.
You're right. If something crosses your mind, then you think of it. For example, it crossed my mind that you might need help with your homework.
So this means that Carolyn had the idea that I might need help. You can also use this phrase in a negative way. It never crossed my mind that you would want to watch that movie, so I didn't invite you.
This phrase can also be used to express that you realized something. It crossed my mind that you were going to the store today because I noticed the fridge was empty.
当有人过马路的时候，我们会说 He crossed the street. 他穿越了马路。 但当你听到有人说 It crossed my mind, 这是什么意思呢? 是什么东西贯穿了我的脑子? 原来 it 代表一个念头, 所以 it crossed my mind 就是代表我的脑子里闪过一个念头。 It crossed my mind that I might bike around the island someday. 我有过一个骑单车环岛的念头。 It crossed my mind 也可以代表突然有一个意识，突然了解什么。 It crossed my mind that you are going to the library to study for the exam. 我想到你应该是要去图书馆用功，因为要考试了。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Well, friends, today we are learning about being a lifelong learner. And when most of us think of learning, we think of formal classes with lots of textbooks. However, is that the only way to learn? I think not. We can learn in other ways. For example, with hobbies that will help our mental abilities. Let's learn more about that now.
Be a lifelong learner. Hobbies that require thought can help you keep your mental abilities as you age. Just as exercise makes your muscles stronger, your mind becomes sharper when you use it. Being a lifelong learner can also help your career. Becoming an expert in an area outside of your present job gives you freedom. It allows you to take a job in another field if you want to. Also, knowledge in other areas can help you develop creative ideas in your current job.
OK， 接下来我们看 mental 这个形容词 ，M-E-N-T 这个字根有思想或神智的意思，所以 mental 是指思想的或心智的。例如 ，stimulation is beneficial for children's mental development， 刺激对儿童的心智发展是有益的。mental 也指内心的。例如 ，even though our house isn't built yet， I already have a mental picture of what it will be like。 虽然我们的房子还没有盖好，但是我已经在内心看到它将来的样子。Mental 也指精神上的或心理上的。例如，the girl is having a mental breakdown. 这个女孩正经历精神崩溃。最后我们看的是creative 这个形容词，C-R-E-A 这个字根有产生的意思。所以creative 是指有创意的或者是有创造力的。例如，Ashley is a typical artist, creative but very eccentric. Ashley 是一个典型的艺术家，非常有创造力，但是又很自我。或者是 The armchair's design is not only creative but also very practical. 这把扶手椅的设计不但有创意，而且非常实用。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. Okay, so earlier we learned that if you are a lifelong learner, if you're always learning something, it can deepen your conversations. Well, here in this section, we're learning about how it can help with your mental abilities. Okay, we read here, hobbies that require thought can help you keep your mental abilities as you age. Now, one thing that crossed my mind for a hobby is puzzles. Sometimes people like to do puzzles. Rebecca, do you like different kinds of puzzles?
I love doing puzzles. Mm-hmm. You know, where you have all those little puzzle pieces and you have to put the puzzle piece in the right spot so it creates this beautiful picture.
Okay, good. So that's a puzzle that you have to put together.
Mm-hmm.
What about word puzzles, like in the newspaper, the crosswords?
Oh, goodness. Actually, I like crossword puzzles.
Yeah.
But you know those puzzles where people kind of, they give you, it's kind of like a joke, I guess.
What?
And then you have to try to figure out what they're saying. Those are really hard.
Oh, like a riddle.
Like a riddle, that's it, a riddle.
Riddles are fun. I was also thinking about something else that you might find in a newspaper, and that is Sudoku. Now, I've never gotten into Sudoku, but I have a lot of friends who really enjoy figuring out Sudoku puzzles. Are you one of them? They do require a little bit of thought.
Definitely. I've never gotten into those type of puzzles either, but maybe I will later on.
You mean as you age?
Yeah, as I age. Speaking of age, Gabe, I think we should talk about that word.
Yeah, we do. We want to talk about the word age. Even though you already know this word, friends, usually we use it as a noun, right? What's your age? But here you see it as a verb, okay? Something that helps your mental abilities as you age. So this means to get older.
That's right. And here's another way to use this word, to age. Now, as a kid, I feel like kids have a lot of, you know, flexibility. They can move around really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
But as you age, you tend to lose some of that flexibility.
Right. So the idea when we use this word is that it's over a long period of time. Technically, it's true that we are aging right now. Every second that goes by, we're a little bit older, right? But we usually don't use the word age in this situation. We use it in the situation that Rebecca mentioned. You know, when we're younger, we can do something, but as we age, we can do less and less.
Well, Gabe, we better keep moving on before we age too much now, right? Yes. Okay, so just as exercise makes your muscles stronger, your mind becomes sharper when you use it. Being a lifelong learner can help your career. Now let's talk about those two words, lifelong learner.
That's right, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, but I just want to give you a more certain definition here, okay? It's not just somebody who is learning. It's somebody who has the mentality or mindset that you always can learn and that we always should learn.
Exactly. So you can be a lifelong learner, and I know I want to be a lifelong learner. Well, we read, becoming an expert in an area outside of your present job gives you freedom. So is this kind of like a jack of all trades?
Yeah. You don't see this phrase in our lesson, friends, but it's a great one we want you to know. Okay, so becoming an expert in a lot of different areas. If you can do a lot of different kinds of things really well and you have a lot of different skills, someone could call you a jack of all trades.
That's right. Well, right now it's time for a challenge. It's time for the
SC Challenge. Yes.
Hey everyone, it's time for the SC Challenge. I know that you're all very excited. Well, let's see who our very special contestants are today. I think you might recognize them. Gentlemen, introduce yourselves.
Hello everyone, I'm Brandon and it's good to be back here on the SC Challenge.
That's Brandon, and over here.
Hello everyone, I'm Josh and I'm feeling like I can do it today.
Yes, I'm feeling it too. Well, today's lesson is all about being a lifelong learner. Sounds like a good topic, right? Mm-hmm. Well, gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes.
Yes, they're ready. And friends, are you ready as well? I'm sure you are. Well, see if you can answer these questions as I ask our contestants. First question, Which of the following does our world prize? A. Education. B. Office space. C. Dogs. Or D. Families. Oh, that was close. But yes, Brandon?
Is it B. Office space?
That's a pretty good answer. But no, that's not the correct answer. Yes, Josh?
Well, they say a dog is a man's best friend. And I think the world ought to value dogs, but it's probably A, education.
Are you sure that's your final answer?
Well, it's my, yes, it's my final answer.
Well, that is the correct answer.
Oh, it is.
1 point for Josh. Well done. Well, question number two. What happens when you use your brain? A, it becomes weaker. B, it becomes stronger. C, it becomes more dependent. Or D, it becomes larger. Yes, Brandon?
Well, when I use my brain, I feel like it becomes weaker, but I think the correct answer should be B, it becomes stronger.
B, are you sure?
Yes.
Well, that is correct. Good job. Brandon has 1 point. Josh has 1 point. Let's see who's going to be the winner of today's SC Challenge. Last question. What is one thing that you should never stop doing? A, smoking. B, traveling. C, coughing. Or D, learning. Yes, Brandon, I think you're
faster. Wow. I like to travel, so I'm going to say B, traveling.
Oh, that's a really good answer. And I hope you never stop traveling. But there's a better answer. And yes, Josh, I think you know.
Traveling would have been my answer, too, because I think you're right. You should never stop traveling. But the other thing you do when you travel is you get to learn. So maybe D, learning?
That is correct, Josh. You should never stop learning. And yes, you can learn when you travel. They go together well. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, today's winner is Josh.
I did it.
Josh is the winner. And I know, friends, you did a great job, too. So we'll see you next time on the SC Challenge.
No, I was just thinking about some of my friends who know a lot of different skills. You know, they're really good at one thing, but they also have a lot of different hobbies.
Okay.
They're jacks of all trades.
Okay.
And I think it's really cool. It really does come in handy to have a lot of different skills. Like, it gives you a kind of creativity even with your current job.
Absolutely. I agree. It's nice if you have a lot of different skills that you have developed over the years. Well, right now, friends, it's time for us to say goodbye. But we will see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
We're going to learn how to become lifelong learners. A friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.